Israel's an open door for evangelism. ISIS continues its assault on Christians in the Middle East. And Christian leaders in Japan need training. These stories and more coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The future's bright for talking about Jesus in Israel. Not because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu won re-election. Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle says Netanyahu won because of one issue, security.
The issues with ISIS, Iran, and its possible nuclear capability just being around the corner, it just shows that that is kind of the number one issue that's on the minds of people, both in the Middle East and here.
Because of that uncertainty, the gospel is key.
30% of all people that live in Israel suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. The possibility of suicide bombing, war with Iran, instability and desperation, hopelessness, can be an open door.
Doyle says the hope of Jesus brings changed hearts. E3 is looking for people to pray and share that hope. Sign up for their 838 prayer effort or their next trip to Israel at our website. Meanwhile, Pakistan's reinstated death penalty could mean trouble for Christians. In December, officials lifted a 7-year moratorium to punish masterminds of the fatal Peshawar school attack. Sarla Mahar of Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions.
They were trying to bring justice to those victims and have the terrorists face the consequences.
The death penalty ban was recently lifted for all capital offense crimes, not just for those connected to terrorism. That means Christians accused of blasphemy or apostasy, converting from Islam to another religion, could be put to death.
Every leader I met, they knew that death could be a reality, and yet they're committed to serving the Lord.
Will you pray for these believers as they boldly share their faith?
Pakistani Christians are like you and I. Their calling is from the Lord, and they're marching forward, even though it's challenging.
This is Mission Network News. ISIS continues to bring havoc in the Middle East. A village we can't name for security reasons, located in the mountains of Iraq, is feeling the pressure from the terrorist group. Refugees are now in the mountains looking for safety. The past few months have been rough. Open Doors USA is working with the refugees' physical needs, as well as sharing the gospel. Pray for hope and a brighter future. Meanwhile, if you keep up with worldwide church trends, check this out. In Japan, few people are stepping into church leadership roles. Churches have started looking for other possibilities. Gary Bauman of Asian Access explains.
We need the new leaders coming in from outside because there is very definitely a Christian subculture in Japan. In many cases, it can be disjointed from what's happening in the general Japanese world.
That catch? They need leaders from outside the church community. The strategy could increase growth of the Japanese church. And Bauman says while they look for these leaders, you can pray.
The main way to pray is that there would really be a movement of God to impress upon many younger people within the church the need to do kingdom work, to be involved in full-time ministry, so to speak, and to really commit themselves to that.
And finally, is there a way to use today's technology to get God's word to everybody on the planet? In January, Faith Comes By Hearing started their aerospace division. Yesterday, they announced members of their Aerospace Advisory Council. Their challenge? Getting the Bible to 5.6 billion people who are unconnected to the internet or other devices. This group's coming together to figure out how they can get God's word audibly in the best possible way to those who need it. Pray for wisdom as this new team starts working. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to MNN, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828. Again, that's 1-800-995-4828. Or click on the Killing Christians book link at missionnews.org. That's the Killing Christians book link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.